This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning. I'm Lance Lucky. It's been an interesting and historic week in politics as President Obama announced his support for same-sex marriage. The president was also in New York this week, and there are some interesting political cross-currents in New Jersey. Joining me now for our weekly political roundup is Nancy Solomon, managing editor of New Jersey Public Radio, and Colby Hamilton, reporter for The Empire, our New York City and state politics blog. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning.
Colby, President Obama was also in Albany this week, as it happens, and he delivered an address flanked by Governor Cuomo, whose popularity jumped when he signed the state's law legalizing gay marriage, of course. What did their joint press conference achieve for them?
Well, for President Obama, it was a chance to stand next to a very popular governor in a state where he likes to come often, usually downstate to collect checks for fundraising efforts. But for Governor Cuomo, it allows him to sort of get into the national spotlight without any effort on his part. Suddenly he's right next to President Obama. He's being lauded for his efforts in the economy at a chip manufacturer upstate that it's one of the signature pieces of his economic program to bring these sort of public-private partnership together. And he gets a chance to stand next to a man that he needs help from for things like transit funding, for any number of federal items.
Nancy, Governor Chris Christie's approval ratings are higher than last year, and a majority of voters think the state is headed in the right direction. But unlike most states with popular Republican governors, President Obama is enjoying majority support in New Jersey. How is that happening?
Well, it's not too terribly surprising because New Jersey is known for being a very moderate state and has been a very moderate state. So I think Obama has still held the middle. And what is more surprising is the way Christie has increased his popularity by making some pretty conservative statements and decisions, and yet he's still perceived by many moderates as their guy. For example, I mean, I don't think this week's announcement by President Obama that he supports gay marriage is really going to hurt him in New Jersey. There's majority support for gay marriage in New Jersey, but Chris Christie said that he continues to oppose it. But I don't know that that's going to hurt him either, because I think what people want to know is, you know, is gay marriage going to lower my property taxes? And if not, what are you going to do about it?
Probably not. Nancy, speaking of taxes, New Jersey has the highest taxes in the nation. So if Christie lowers that burden, as he promised to do, it just makes sense that he would remain popular, wouldn't he?
Definitely. But I think what gets lost are the details in what kind of a tax cut we're talking about and who benefits from that tax cut. I spoke with David Rosen, who's the bipartisan budget analyst for the legislature. And he has this really interesting graph that shows who benefits from Christie's 10% across the board income tax cut versus who would benefit from the Democratic Senate leader Steve Sweeney and his property tax cut. And basically what it shows is that a 10% income tax cut would mostly save money for the wealthiest people in New Jersey. People who earn under $250,000 would save an average of $218 a year on their income taxes. People who earn over $250,000 would save, on average, $4,632. And the property tax is a much flatter tax. People in the lower income brackets pay more of their income for it, and hence would gain more. So a property tax cut would save $1,000 for an average middle class family, whereas it'll also save $1,000 for someone who earns $1 million a year.
Right. Colby, coming back to New York, former State Senator Pedro Espada Jr.'s corruption trial has been an interesting example of political theater over the past few weeks. Where do things stand now?
The former senator has always been very good at political theater. This past week, the jury was deliberating, and it looked like on Wednesday that they might actually end up being a hung jury, which would have forced a mistrial. But as the week went on, they continued to deliberate. You might remember Espada because he was one of the four amigos who back in 2009 helped overthrow the Democratic leadership in the state Senate, handing it to the Republicans. It sort of was the highest point of dysfunctional Albany that people remember. And what's interesting is he is on trial now, could potentially go to jail for 5 to 10 years for being accused of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from a health clinic that he runs, a not-for-profit health clinic. Two of the other four amigos, Jairo Monserrat and Carl Krueger, have already been found guilty or have pled guilty. Carl Krueger's in jail. So it's interesting that these four people, that three of them are now either facing jail time or are in jail, And they were sort of the guys who showed everyone like how bad Albany could be. And
I guess they demonstrated that. Well, that's all the time we have. You can see a timeline of former Senator Pedro Espada's career on The Empire, WNYC's blog on all things political in New York. It's at WNYC.org. Nancy Solomon is managing editor of New Jersey Public Radio, and Colby Hamilton is reporter for The Empire. Thank you both.
Thanks, Lance.
Thanks.